I was introduced to the medical world at an early age. My dad was diagnosed with a complex condition when I was 6 years old. I was too young to understand the meaning of complexities that this label would bring, but old enough to realize our family's life would be forever changed. Weekends were spent sitting vigil next to his hospital bed with my brothers, who were just toddlers at the time. Weekdays were spent watching my mom juggle work, the needs of three young kids, and the needs of my dad. We were blessed to have grandparents ready and willing to step in to help. I became fascinated with the hustle and bustle of hospital life, watching the medical team round with herds of people participating and speaking a language of medical jargon that overwhelmed my parents. I found myself spying as nurses administered meds and IV fluids, taught students, and answered my parents' questions in words they could understand. These same nurses would run to grab tissue for my mom and dad to wipe their tears, or they would just sit with us in silence as my parents and we three kids tried to absorb the news of the day. Support staff helped us navigate through the endless paperwork and distracted us for a bit. As more and more medical specialists were added to the mix, we began traveling for treatment. We were confused with information and various opinions and timeframes. Life in general became a daily test of willpower. As I grew up, I became part of that medical team. I started my career as a high school volunteer in Jackson's NICU, and then as a pre-med and nursing student at the University of Miami. Upon graduation, I was hired as a nurse in the PICU at Holt's Children's Hospital. My dad continued to be in and out of the hospital, and my experience resulted in a better understanding of his condition. I became the spokesperson for my dad and spoke directly with doctors and specialists in hopes to connect the dots and find some resolution. I took turns with my mom to spend sleepless nights bedside. The medical ordeal of my dad strained relationships, jobs were lost, and bills added up. But through this, we were blessed to have learned to live each day to the fullest and to have patience with others, knowing we do not know what they are going through themselves. This journey has shaped my career and has taught me how patients and families need to be treated, how to navigate through conflicting medical opinions, and how to determine what person, medical professional, family member, or clergy is the best to pass on this information. Sometimes sharing my personal experience with those who may not understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of medical care, or even to a family suffering severe medical illness, renders empathy and calming understanding that they are not alone in the process or the painful suffering. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine myself in palliative care. I honestly didn't even know what it meant the first time I heard the term. I was afraid of death. The death of my grandma nearly destroyed me emotionally. As a PICU nurse, I joined my mentor, Dr. Cantwell, on a trip to the Miami Seaquarium with one of our sickest patients. The trip was exhausting. We carried a wagon, equipment, and an IV pole up and down the steps. But the face of that patient is one that I'll never forget. The face was one of pure joy and excitement. Seeing the marine animals was an adventure, but the pure joy was being outside in the fresh air with kids his own age. His grandpa's eyes were bright with love as he watched his grandson experience every moment of that day. The patient died a few days later. The family expressed their gratitude for that day, along with their tears of sadness. There were smiles behind the salty streams of tears and even laughter at some of the ventures of those few hours at the Seaquarium. Grandpa's parting words were, "Thank you for giving me that day with my grandson. That is how I'll remember him." I was immediately absorbed into the life of the palliative care nurse and advocate for this very important program. From that moment, my goal was to foster, support, and work for any programs here at Holt's that suggested a future in palliative care. For years, I worked as a PICU nurse, volunteering myself for complex cases, using my past experience with my dad as my guide to navigate the needs of a challenging patient, family, medical team, or scenario. I put supplemental energy into the not-for-profit organization I started with staff members to provide patient experiences and assistance to families. The program sponsors events like family dinners to bring patients and families together to realize they're not in this journey alone. I furthered my education and became certified in palliative care. I was offered and accepted the honor of becoming the palliative care nurse coordinator for Holt's Children's Hospital. Our palliative care team has been in existence since 2008, led by Dr. Cantwell and our child life team. My job has been to expand the program, educate our staff, and make palliative care a less scary and misunderstood term, but one that every patient, family member, and staff member can benefit from. Palliative care exists not just for the sickest of patients, but for all patients. Establishing the program as an integral part of the hospital medical care was not an easy task. For months, staff members would run in opposite direction when we were in the unit. "It's too soon," was a common response when we inquired about a patient, but we kept moving forward. We continue to have those difficult conversations with our patients and families. We continue to help meet goals patients had set for themselves. We continue to wheel ICU beds, ventilators, and poles outside for the breath of fresh air and quick escape into a more normal world. Our parents kept asking us to come back. Parents began asking their medical teams to get us involved. It's because of our parents and the dedication of our fantastic staff that those walls of fear began to crumble. Staff comments that were once, "How do you do this job?" turned into, "How can I have your job?" We christened our palliative care team with the name PD Pals in 2015. We're now consulted early in diagnosis. This gives us the opportunity to build a rapport with our patients and families from early on. We are that constant in a world of ever-changing medical teams for them. Goals of care and life in general are discussed and achieved when possible. In a world that is far from normal, our goal is to make the lives of patients and their families as normal as possible. We help our children continue with school and social interactions as much as possible. We strive to create an environment for family members that is caring and comforting so that they can maintain jobs, attend family vacations, and engage in their lives and tend to needs of healthy family members, knowing their sick children are in good hands. When we hit a fork in the road, we've already built up that trust to stand by our patient and family's side when decisions are to be made. In situation where life nears the end, we work together to provide comfort, dignity, religious support, and peace. As I walk the halls of Holt Children's Hospital, I smile at seeing our staff provide the palliative approach we have been working so hard to spread. Although our team is only made up of one dedicated physician, myself, we have an entire army who believe in our mission and our dream, and for that we are so grateful. In 2019, we added our NeoPALS team, the Neonatal and Antenatal Initiatives. In my eyes, when those two teams asked us to come aboard, a huge hurdle was overcome. I have three physician champions who volunteer their time, resources, medical wisdom, and physical presence for this mission. We're surrounded by a community that believes in what we do, committed staff from every sector of the hospital who drop everything to help us make dreams come true. Our patients and families have become a part of our forever PD Pals family. They are the reason we continue to work so hard to grow this program. You have named me the recipient of this recognition. I am not the face of palliative care at Holt's. I may carry a title with my name, but there are many faces that represent palliative care. From the administration to the housekeeping staff, the food service personnel, from doctors and nurses to secretaries, essentially all staff here at Holt's Children's Hospital are the recipients of this deeply honorable award. By now you must know that for me, there's no other place I could conceive of to spend my days and sometimes nights, weekends, and holidays than here at Holt's, doing what it seems fate has prepared me to do since I was 6 years old. Thank you for this gift. Thank you for Holt's and believing in our mission. Thank you for your staff for forever strength and dedication to our children and their families. I'm humbled to receive this honor on your behalf.